From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Kassel. Former President Bill Clinton arrived in North Korea today to try to win the freedom of two American journalists. He becomes the second former American president to visit North Korea. Jimmy Carter went there in 1994. Washington has been pushing for amnesty for Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, who were sentenced to 12 years hard labor after being arrested on the Chinese-North Korean border in March. They were charged with entering the country illegally and engaging in hostile acts. Analysts have said that North Korea is expected to use the detained reporters as a negotiating card to win concessions from Washington. It has expressed strong interest in one-on-one talks with the U.S. Today, the Senate is expected to begin debating Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. She was voted out of the Senate Judiciary Committee on a mostly party-line vote last week. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Since Democrats hold a strong majority in the Senate, Sotomayor's confirmation is virtually guaranteed. Even so, the vote will put some senators in a difficult position. For example, some Republicans from states with a large Hispanic population plan to oppose the first Hispanic Supreme Court nominee. John McCain of Arizona announced his opposition yesterday afternoon.
Though she attempted to walk back from her long public record of judicial activism during her confirmation hearings, Judge Sotomayor cannot change her record.
A vote for Sotomayor could also cost some senators. The National Rifle Association has said a vote to confirm her will count against senators in the NRA's rating system. Still, a handful of NRA-endorsed senators from both parties plan to support the nominee. Senators could vote by late Thursday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has invited all Senate Democrats to the White House for a luncheon today. They will discuss legislative work still to be done in this final week before the August recess. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This happens to be President Obama's birthday, but Senate Democrats have much more pressing work to address at the White House. Topping the list is health care. The president had hoped for more progress prior to the summer break, but neither the House nor Senate has passed a bill out of committee, and compromise has been slow to come. The senators and the president are also expected to discuss the proposed extension of the Cash for Clunkers program, which provides a big government rebate for trading in an old car for a new, higher mileage vehicle. The popular program quickly burned through its initial $1 billion in funding. If it's to be continued uninterrupted, the Senate needs to approve a House pass bill, providing an additional $2 billion before going on August recess on Friday. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.
Oil prices fell below $71 a barrel in Asia today. Benchmark crude was down $1.04 to $70.54 a barrel. This is NPR News. The U.S. Postal Service may close or consolidate up to 1,000 local post offices across the country amid budget problems. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Despite a 2-cent increase in the price of stamps in May and cuts in staff, the Postal Service is facing big financial problems, a nearly $7 billion potential loss this year. That's why officials have sent a list of about 700 sites that could be consolidated or closed to the Postal Regulatory Commission. Postal VP Jordan Small says local managers will study about 3,200 branches across the country for possible changes. There are now more than 32,000 offices. The Government Accountability Office has added the Postal Service to its list of troubled agencies, saying that without major change, the day will come soon when the agency will be unable to pay its bills. Post offices are struggling because of a decline in mail volume as individuals and companies conduct more of their business online. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Authorities in China are reporting that a third person has died of pneumonic plague in a northwestern farming town. China's official news agency says the 64-year-old victim was a neighbor of the other two men who died. Nine more people have been infected with the disease, of those one is said to be in extremely serious condition. Local authorities report that medical workers are racing to disinfect the area, which has already been sealed off. A financial health department website says workers are also killing rats, fleas, and other insects that can be carriers of the disease. Pneumonic plague is one of the world's deadliest infectious diseases, capable of killing humans within 24 hours of infection. I'm Carl Kassel, NPR News in Washington.